Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And here we are for another edition of our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by our friends at Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at andersongriggs.com. Also with us today, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Of course, I am Tyler Cupp, not Manning Kimmel. Manning has the day off. And today, very special program because the runoff election tomorrow, the countdown is on, and we have got both the runoff candidates for York County Sheriff. We have Tony Breeden and Michael Belk, and kicking things off is Mr. Tony Breeden. Tony, thank you for doing this with us today.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you all for having us on today.
Well, I want to make sure I say this to both you and Michael Belk. This has been quite the campaign for every single person that ran, going back to the primary with the five candidates, then down to two with you and Michael Belk. And, you know, Manning has said this time and time again, and I echo it. You know, it's a sacrifice of your time, sacrifice of your reputation and everything that you have worked for to this point. So we always try to thank our candidates for putting that out there. So thank you. All right. So a couple of quick questions that we are going to give both candidates. And it's one of those things where you've probably heard them all at this point. But I think it's interesting for that refresher course for those that may not have voted you or Mr. Belk back on Tuesday of the primary a couple weeks ago. It kind of a refresher course for them, for people that still haven't made their decision yet. So I guess first and foremost, the one you hear the most, when we had all five candidates in line, they were, you know, retired law enforcement, worked at Rock Hill, worked with York County. What, in your opinion, maybe a couple of things that sets you apart from your opponent, Michael Belk?
Well, the thing that I've said all along and that I still continue to believe is frontline leadership. I think that, you know, there are some people that have tried to say administrative is more important, and that, you know, there's a lot of people that have started to just kind of to realize that the sheriff's a leader. You know, there's administrative duties at every agency, and I think that frontline leadership and having somebody that the deputies have known that have done that job and been on the streets and fought hard and fought crime, I think that inspires them to do it. And I think the thing that distinguishes us the most is I have an entire career of fighting crime on the streets, not an administrative career. I'm not knocking anybody for the path they choose. I'm not. The path I chose was to be a police officer and fight crime. And I think when you're trying to inspire other people to do that, they look to that more than somebody that's an administrator. And so I think that's the largest contrast in the two of us, is the following of the officers that have worked alongside me over the years know and believe in me.
Could you expound upon that? That was one of the things I was curious about heading into this one. Again, we're talking with Tony Breeden. Michael Belk will join us in just a bit. Both sheriff candidates for York County Sheriff. The runoff election is tomorrow. When you talk about setting yourself apart, you talked about he had the administrative, you have being on the street. Can you kind of expound on that, how that experience in that aspect helps get you prepared for this position?
Right. So, you know, if it's 2 in the morning and somebody's either trying to get in your house or trying to get to your family or hurt them, do you want a police officer or do you want an administrator? Mm. It's pretty simple. Yeah. And the people that you want coming, do you want them inspired by somebody that's done that, or do you want them inspired by somebody that believes in a resume? I'm not knocking anybody's resume, but we're not electing a county administrator, we're electing a county sheriff. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the most paramount thing about it. We're at a crossroads in our country, and the county is no different with the crime that's coming, the homelessness, the drugs, and everything else. And to talk about being out there fighting it is different than actually being out there and have done it. So that's just the largest contrast, is the fact that I have done it, and I spent my whole life doing it. And, you know, another thing is I've never told anybody to just look at my resume and I've never asked for a vote or a job or anything. I've asked for an opportunity to serve this county. I've served my entire life from the time I went in the Marine Corps to Mecklenburg County to here. All I've ever asked is an opportunity of service, and that's the primary things that just distinguish the two of us.
So you kind of alluded to it with some of the challenges that York County faces, you know, drugs, mental health, things like that. Your vision for the next 5 years, if elected as York County Sheriff, are what? Multiple things? What's your vision for the next 5 years?
One of the things that has really distinguished me is my number one vision is to, because of what all's gone on at the Sheriff's Department the last 3 months and the turmoil and the uncertainty they have, I only have one vision going into it, and that is to become a member of the Sheriff's Office and get them to believe in me. And then I also want to lean on people that have been up there doing this for years. If I walk in the door saying this is my vision, then I've perhaps failed that whole agency right when I walk in the door. So I only have one thing. Of course, we're all going to fight crime. They've been fighting crime. And we all know these things that are national. I haven't used national talking points since this started because I think they're pointless. You think somebody in River Hills cares about this, or they care about traffic? You think somebody on the west side cares about what Fort Mill cares about? No, they don't. So national talking points, yeah, they trigger people and they get you some support and this, but they don't resonate with the people. And that's the difference. I mean, I want people to believe in me. I want them to know I'm a leader, and I want them to have buy-in to what we're trying to do.
I think it's a great answer, getting the respect of the people that are there now with the York County Sheriff's Office. My only response to that would be, how important is it, and how would you get the respect of the people of York County that you are serving? Because that has been a big thing over the course of the last 5-6 years, public safety, getting the respect from the law enforcement that serves that community.
Right. Well, one of the things that we've talked about from the very beginning is using, you know, obviously you want to use your crime-driven statistics. You want to know where to put your people. You want to know what things to fight first. And, you know, our comp stat years ago, under our former chief, was the most successful comp stat we've had because we looked at the top three or four things that were driving the crime in the city, and we focused on those top three or four things. If everything's important, nothing's important. So what you do is you look from a county perspective and you find out what are the top three or four things, and you hit those with everybody in the agency. And you know, and what you do is you listen to the people that are up there and have already been fighting those things for years. So if I walk in the door and I'm like, hey, here's my top three goals, and those aren't the top pressing things for the sheriff's office that they've been dealing with, I'm already walking in the door behind the eight ball with the staff and everybody else. So those are the things that you do is you get in there and you lean on what they've been working on. You lean on the statistics that you have. And then you get the staff motivated to get behind you and to fight crime. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're there for. I mean, we are to fight crime. So, and I, you know, I'm a crime fighter. So I think that the natural fit is to have somebody that's done it lead the men and women that want to do it. And I've said it before, and you know, and my opponent and other people in this race have said that running a police department or a sheriff's office is like running a business. And I ask people that work at that police department right now and at that sheriff's office if they'd rather be treated like employees at a business or people in a calling or a profession. And they'll tell you unequivocally they want to be treated like they're in a profession. Because if you're in a calling or a profession, I believe that you want to do great things. And if you are inspired and led, then I think that you'll do extraordinary things. And I think the number one thing that's failing agencies all around this country is that mentality of this is like running a business. It's not running a business. You know, if that's the case, go be a CEO. Don't be a police chief or a sheriff, because that's not what it is. And I'll argue that point to anybody, and you can ask any deputy or any police officer anywhere in this country if they'd rather be treated like an employee or somebody in a profession, and you'll get 100% answer as a profession all day.
Before I let you kind of give your one last call to action for the voters out there that are still undecided, last question I had for you was, both of you guys have strong ties to the Rock Hill Police Department. You also specifically have connections where you worked in Charlotte, obviously a big area, very high crime. How do you think that will translate to the York County Sheriff's Office? You know, sometimes when you work at a smaller space, you can use some of those things for a bigger space, and other times not so much. How would you translate that?
Well, there's also a lot of people that I've known up there through a long time of working with SWAT teams, with traffic units, just everything that we've interacted with some of the guys at the Sheriff's Department that have been there a long time. But we've also had a significant number of officers that worked at Rock Hill that went to the county that know me as a leader, that know the people that know me as a leader, and they know my reputation. And, you know, one of the things that is been unique about this are when people on either side of it try and talk about minimize what you've done or things like that. And one of the most interesting things about this entire race is that there were four people that called me personally and asked me for a sign for their yard, for me to bring it. And I arrested those four people's kids. So if there's a testament to who I've been for 30 years, that's pretty strong. And my wife has four of her clients that have posted and told her that they have never voted in a Republican race in their entire life, and I was the first one they were voting for. So I think it goes to just who I am and what I've done for 30 years. And I think that the attempt to undo that in 55 days has been pretty remarkable, but I've also been astonished at the people that have stood up and said, no, you're not doing that, because we know him. And so that's what's going to be the difference in me going there, is people have a 30-year body of work that they've seen me do that I haven't tried to recreate myself in 55 days and convince you of somebody I'm not. I am who I am, and people know that, and that any attempts to undo that, they're not going to break me, and they're not going to break our spirit of what we want to do.
Two quick things, if I can fit it in the next minute and a half or so.
We'll get them in.
Is there something that you have learned that maybe you didn't realize you needed to have a skill for, that coming into York County Sheriff's Office?
No. I mean, if you didn't have enough skills to do it before you started, you probably shouldn't be here. So,
30 seconds. You're talking to the voters. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what's at stake. In 2 or 3 years, when crime has overran this county and that you can no longer feel safe, just remember tomorrow you had a chance to not let that be your questions, and it's a pretty easy choice to vote for Breeden tomorrow.
Very good. He is Michael Breeden. Best of luck to
you
tomorrow.
Tony
Breeden. I apologize, sir. Michael Belk is coming up soon. Straight Talk broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Michael Belk coming up next.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use da Vinci robotic surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by a surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
great talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here, Substation 2, our Straight Talk broadcast program on Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also with us today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Tyler Cupp here. Manning Kimmel has the day off as we are splitting up the York County Sheriff runoff candidates for the runoff election tomorrow. Of course, we had the primary a couple weeks ago with five candidates. Now it's down to two. We just spoke to candidate Tony Breeden. Now we're here with Michael Belk. And, Michael, I want to jump right into it. You have gotten this question, I'm sure, 1,000 times. And how about 1,001?
Hey, let's go for it.
Because there are people, as we were talking with Mr. Breeden, that are still undecided, and it's coming down to tomorrow, and it very well may be this program that separates them. So what separates you from the candidate as you're ready for the runoff tomorrow?
So the big thing for me is with my varied experience, I am not one-dimensional in my law enforcement experience. The past few days, a lot of talk about administrative duties like it's a bad thing. Yes, I do know how to administrate the police department. That's kind of what I'm doing right now, and I don't find it as a bad thing having a little bit of knowledge of how to run a daily operations of a police department and ultimately the sheriff's office. Historically, we've both served in different aspects of law enforcement. Been on patrol, been in narcotics. Just talking about me personally.
Yeah.
Patrol, narcotics, served in criminal investigations. That was a big job for me, and probably one of my favorite jobs in law enforcement, where I was actively working criminal investigations, solving murders, robberies, burglaries, working on task force, and I found that to be a very fulfilling job and a great avenue to give back to the victims of crimes. So I never looked at that as an administrative job. We were actually out, quote, kicking in doors and taking bad people to jail. Also, as a SWAT, I was a SWAT sniper, a SWAT operator, ended up being SWAT commander, and currently serve as a Special Operations Group commander, where if anything bad in Rock Hill goes on that requires SWAT or bomb, I'm the commander that comes out and actually runs those operations. So going forward, just kind of putting that out, the varied experience, I'm a veteran and I'm a father and committed to this profession where I remain committed. I've been doing this for 31 years and continue to drive on every day to make a difference out here.
I'll kind of go reverse order in the questions I asked Mr. Breeden, and again, we're talking with Michael Belk, the two sheriff candidates. The runoff for York County Sheriff is tomorrow. Have you learned anything as you're researching for what this position entails, what it's going to require? Have you learned anything during this process of campaigning as you're leading up to it and where, okay, I didn't realize I needed to do this or have knowledge of this, but now I do. Is there anything that you have come to learn?
You referring to the business itself or the mm-hmm. sheriff's office?
Yeah, the sheriff's office. Yes, sir.
I kind of knew what I was getting into and looking at what all the sheriff is responsible for. The number of employees over there, it's got a huge number of employees. Currently, I have 212 under me. This would be quite an upgrade going to the sheriff's office as well as any of the candidates that were in the race originally. So I knew all about the ins and outs of human resources, ins and outs of the budget, although theirs is $53 million, adapting and being able to work within that budget. The experience of what I learned at Rock Hill would, I think, transfer there pretty well. But for the most part, everything that I knew what the sheriff's role would be, I've come to, I know what it is, and I feel pretty confident of what I'm stepping into.
So let's look at the next 5 years. Let's just say you get voted in tomorrow after the runoff. What is the vision for you, Michael Belk, the next 5 years for the York County Sheriff's Office?
Okay. First thing, big issue, if anybody's heard me, local talking points that I am referring to are the fentanyl crisis. And we are seeing over 1,000 overdoses in York County a year. And I've remained committed to that, and I've been speaking that since day one, talking about the expansion of the drug unit and a reinvestment from all of our law enforcement partners. Now that is very key, having already built strong, long-lasting relationships with all the law enforcement leaders in the community is an advantage for me stepping in day one. And I say reinvesting. There are some vacancies that need to be filled with the other agencies that are partnered within the drug enforcement unit, and also expanding that unit. There are some larger agencies that probably could kick in a couple extra guys to expand it so that you can work multiple complex investigations at one time and stay in the course partnering with federal agencies. If you can partner with the FBI or the DEA on a federal partnership, obviously that opens up your jurisdictional lines, and we can't work completely in a silo and say nothing outside of York County affects York County. We can't think that way. So having those strong relationships and partnerships with the feds ultimately benefits all of York County. And basically crime and stopping this this crisis for drugs coming in. Number two, recruiting and retention for the York County Sheriff's Office, big, right? Everybody wants to work at a great place. One of the major questions I've had this whole run is, you know, what's going to happen at the Sheriff's Office? If Michael Belk becomes sheriff, what's going to happen? Nobody's being fired. I'm not bringing in my own staff. I am not making it Rock Hill PD. Those have been the biggest things that kind of follow any candidate going in. Trying to basically, hey, everybody relax, detention center, the enforcement side, hey, I am not bringing in my own folks, trust me. It's getting in there and building relationships with those folks that are already there. Sheriff's Office is a great office. And working with them, finding great ways to recruit, continue to recruit. They've got some secret sauce right now, and their numbers are working pretty well on the enforcement side. Correction side needs a little bit of help getting in there, and let's work together and come up with a plan on how we eliminate some of those vacancies on the correction side. And also retention is a huge piece, and that goes into health, wellness. It's bigger than salary is great. Everybody wants to make more money. Raises are great, and you need to stay competitive in the market, especially considering this market. We're all fighting for the same candidates. So keeping a competitive salary plus the whole package, and that's where I go into health, wellness. You've got to have stellar training, great equipment, and always finding creative ways to fight crime and give the members of the York County Sheriff's Office something to brag about. And we want the sheriff's deputies, correctional officers, and every employee at the sheriff's office to be our best recruiters and talk about what we're doing.
You kind of alluded to it. It was something that Mr. Breeden brought up, and I countered with a question, so I'm going to give you the same question I countered with. He talked about garnering the trust and respect of the officers within the building. Obviously, that's important, but my question to him was, and I'll ask it to you, how do you get the respect of York County, the residents and the citizens, with a new sheriff in town where Kevin Tolson has, for all intents and purposes, done a good job because for many years didn't have any challengers? What would you say, how you would go get the respect of the citizens of York County once you come in?
Engaging with that community, with the York County community as a whole. Now, I'm not sitting here saying I can engage with 300,000 people in York County.
Right.
You know, but being available, getting out there, and also expanding the community engagement portions of the sheriff's office. Being out there, hearing from communities, and what I've found since I've got into this election is, from Hickory Grove to Carowinds to Fort Mill and everywhere in between, listening to folks and really want to hear what it is about their community, what do they need from their sheriff's office. So the big thing is, staying the course and communicating with folks and creating a transparent and open dialogue with the residents of York County.
So you have kind of touched on this very briefly. We're talking to York County Sheriff candidate Michael Belk. We spoke with Tony Breeden earlier. You can go back and listen to that later today on WRHI.com. You alluded to having strong ties and obviously still working with Rock Hill Police. And I wonder if there's things that you would take from the administrative part or anything else from Rock Hill Police, York County Sheriff's Office. Obviously, Rock Hill's smaller than York County, but sometimes smaller processes might work better for a bigger organization. Are there some things that you know work very well with Rock Hill Police that you would like to see transcend over into York County?
One of our biggest things is community engagement. So a couple of years ago, I helped create our new, which was our fifth division, which was a community engagement division. We did that in response to the homeless population that we had going on in Rock Hill. And Rock Hill being the largest city and having all the resources, fortunately, Rock Hill is the hub for most of the homeless population. Now, we found quickly that we could not arrest our way out of homelessness. So with the creation of our community engagement and working with our partners down the road at Pathways and finding alternative means to living on the street, what we don't want is we don't want to look like California. We're not going to have open tent cities in our city. And taking what we've learned there and also engaging with those folks that are out there living homeless and making them accountable is to say, if you have an issue and you need a driver's license to be successful, we will find ways to get you the resources to find your way out of that homeless situation. Also, we've been very cutting edge on our ordinance work in the city of Rock Hill, which has in turn moved to the sheriff's office as well, and they've adopted local ordinances as well. When we deal with urban camping, you know, you cannot set up a structure on public land and sleep in it. And we've also worked considerably with our private property owners in and around Cherry Road and in varying areas of the city to say you cannot set up a structure on private property either. And so working with those private property owners and giving us the rights to go on their property and enforce trespassing has been very helpful as well. So if someone's here and they are homeless, there are ways to find help in Rock Hill and York County. If you are here and all you want to do is be a drug user and successful as a homeless person, we're going to hold you accountable. And if we have to enforce, you know, criminal ordinances, we will. Those same principles that we've learned in Rock Hill, I think, can apply globally, not to every community exactly, but when I was in Clover, they were talking about homeless issues just outside the city of Clover. So it's interesting to say, okay, so it's not just Rock Hill, it's all over the place. Now, Rock Hill, we've got almost 80,000 people living here, and we've got all the resources. Surely the population of homeless is going to be greater here than in Clover. But those concepts that we learned, those things that we created, those opportunities to engage with city council and the sheriff's office, engaged with county council to pass similar things, and also the city can't pass an ordinance and push everybody out of the city that ultimately affects the county. So you got to communicate, collaborate, come up with a game plan collectively to get things done.
All right. He is Michael Belk. 30 seconds or less. You're talking to the voters that still haven't decided. They're coming in tomorrow for the runoff. What are you telling them?
So leading into tomorrow, I have really appreciated the support, outpouring of support, text messages, phone calls, conversations in grocery stores. I appreciate it. I am committed to law enforcement. I am still committed where I serve as Deputy Chief of Police at the Rock Hill Police Department. For the citizens of York County, I am prepared to give professional, engaging public safety to all citizens of York County. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Please get out and vote. And hey, vote Belk for sheriff tomorrow.